Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. How you doing, Dominic?
Crudy, I'm fantastic. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy Friday Eve to us all. Got a big show today. Can't wait to get to it, man.
You're exuberant.
I am. It's very exciting. I'm very happy today because, of course, Donald Trump testifies tomorrow. How many times do you think Trump tomorrow in testimony for what? Tish James at the New York Attorney General and the fraud case? How many times do you think Trump will say, I plead the fifth?
I don't
every
remember.
Time? Every time. So you know, he's not sleeping too well tonight, I would imagine. And that makes me just a little giddy.
The fact that he is former wife, his ex-wife, Ivana Trump, she died today, apparently aged, what, 73?
Mm-hmm.
The mother of Don Jr. and Eric and Ivanka. She must be so proud. Anyways, she passed today. Do you think that will tear at his conscience overnight?
Don't you have to have a conscience to have one be torn? I heard cardiac arrest for the former Mrs. Trump. And I can't help but think that maybe she died of a broken heart because her kids are a bunch of D-bags.
Could be.
Just saying.
Now, Trump left Ivana Trump, who apparently, by all accounts, was a very capable woman. And Trump didn't like that.
No.
So he moved on to mother of Tiffany, Marla Maples, right? She was the mistress and then became the wife. So then he married Marla Maples. She was a Georgia peach. And, you know, don't hear much from Tiffany. I think she's a college grad now. And then Melania, and talked about not hearing a lot. Melania, she's been kind of scarce. I mean, I'm sure Trump bumps into her every 3 weeks or so, but
I don't care. Do you?
No. So condolences to the Trump kids? Question mark? I mean, there's no good time in life to lose one's mother.
No doubt.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer family? What are you thinking, Dom? I'm not sure what that expression means.
I think I said it, man. I don't care. Do you? I mean, I feel bad for Ivana, as mentioned. She seems like a fine enough woman and sucks to have to die. And at 73, it's a shame that it couldn't have been her ex instead of her. But it is what it is. People come and go all the time.
Guess who else is coming and going, Dom? Steve Bannon going to trial on Monday.
What? He asked the judge twice, please, can I delay it on Monday? And then yesterday, please, can I delay it? No, you may not.
You know why? Because you got to ask three times, Dom.
Is that the rule?
Candyman. Or Beatles.
Where's Dr. Evil's secret lair?
Got to ask it three times. We're going to talk about lots of topics today and maybe some big news in hour two, Dom. Depends on our pal Bruce Murphy over in Urban Milwaukee. We'll see how the fine journalist, I understand he's working on a piece, could be big news, could affect all of you, our fair listeners. But Dom, let's start with a story. I got to tell you, my kids, my teenagers, they use this vocabulary, and I'm going to use it today. They say sometimes things are sketchy or kind of sketch. Well, you know what's kind of sketch? The reporting at The Intercept and now at other places that the Secret Service agents deleted their text messages from January 5th and January 6th, and the deletions came after they were requested.
That seems extremely sketchy.
A little sketchy. Dom, let's start with the Intercept today. What do you say, man? Don't always start there, but...
No, I like the Intercept. Let's do it, man.
Secret Service deleted January 6th text messages after oversight officials requested them. A letter given to the January 6th committee says the erasure took place shortly after oversight officials requested the agency's electronic communications. Ken Klippenstein, the reporter thereof. The Secret Service erased text messages from January 5th and 6th, according to a letter given to the January 6th committee and reviewed by The Intercept. The letter was originally sent by the Department of Homeland Security, Office of Inspector General, to the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees. Though the Secret Service maintains, and listen closely, yeah. wait for this one, yeah. Dom. I mean, I think my teenager would come up with a better excuse than this. This one's kind of sketch, but listen closely. Though the Secret Service maintains that the text messages were lost as a result of device replacement program. So, you know, we're updating the cell phones and, oh, look, all the text messages are gone from January 5th and 6th.
The dog ate their homework? I mean, really? Really? I mean, it sounds like the Blues Brothers when Belushi is talking to Carrie Fisher. I lost my homework. I don't have any money for cab fare. You know, are you really? Really? The result, messages were lost as a result of a device replacement program. Yeah, they took the devices and threw them in the trash.
Did they clean them with the cloth, Don?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wipe the hard drive.
The letter says the erasure took place shortly after oversight officials requested the agency's electronic communications. And shocker, Don, the Secret Service did not respond for comment. The Secret Service has emerged as a key player in the explosive congressional hearings on the former president, you know, Trump, role in the storming of the Capitol on January 6th. In an attempt to prevent the 2020 election results from being certified. That day, then Vice President Mike Pence, we've talked about this. That day, then Vice President Mike Pence was at the Capitol to certify the results. When Reuters entered the building, the Secret Service tried to whisk Pence away from the scene. I'm not getting in that car. Right? Jamie Raskin brought note to this statement. I'm not getting in the car, Pence reportedly told the Secret Service detail on January 6th. If I get in the vehicle, you guys are taken off. Had Pence entered the vice presidential limo, he would have been taken to a secure location where he would have been unable to certify the presidential election results, plunging the U.S. into uncharted waters. One more quote here, Tom. People need to understand that if Pence had listened to the Secret Service and fled the Capitol, this could have turned out a whole lot worse. A congressional official, not authorized to speak publicly, told The Intercept. It could have been a successful coup, not just an attempted coup.
Curdy, as you mentioned, Rep. Jamie Raskin, a member of the J6 committee, called Pence's terse refusal, "I'm not getting in the car," the, quote, six most chilling words of this entire thing I've seen so far. But the Office of Inspector General's letter suggests key evidence in the form of the Secret Service electronic communication may never see the light of day. The Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service's parent agency, is subject to oversight of the DHS Office of Inspector General, which had requested records of electronic communications from the Secret Service between January 5th and 6th of 2021 before being informed that they'd been erased. It is unclear from the letter whether all the messages were deleted or just some. DHS officials have also pushback on the OIG's records request by arguing that the records must first undergo review by DHS attorneys, which has delayed the process and left unclear if the Secret Service records would ever be produced, according to the letter. Asked about the matter, DHS OIG spokesman told The Intercept, "To preserve the integrity of our work and to protect our independence, we do not discuss our ongoing reviews or our communications with Congress." A top Secret Service official allegedly involved in the attempt to spirit away Pence on January 6th remains in a leadership position at the agency. Tony Ornato, remember that name? A Secret Service agent whom Trump made the unprecedented decision to appoint as his deputy White House chief of staff, reportedly informed Pence's national security advisor Keith Kellogg on January 6th that agents would relocate the vice president to Joint Base Andrews. You can't do that, Tony, Kellogg reportedly told Ornato. Leave him where he is at. He's got a job to do. I know you guys too well. You'll fly him to Alaska if you have the chance. Don't do it. Ornato has denied the account. And today, Crudy, Ornato serves as the assistant director at the Secret Service's Office of Training. So, Tony,
Tony does it?
Is that how you do it? Tony does it? When you get the request, just, you know, have a, what do they call it? What was the terminology they use, Crudy? Well, a device replacement program. Sorry.
Well, let's not forget the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson was contradicted by Tony Ornato. And that's not Tony Orlando and Don. It's a different guy. But Tony Ornato is the same Trump sycophant reportedly who's now been accused of what? Denying things like three different ways. And he's been contradicted in at least two of those.
And now, and he continues to what? Serve as the assistant director of the at the Office of Training. One more.
He's
paragraph
got a credibility
here.
Issue.
I mean, you think?
I do.
I mean, anybody, every one of those Secret Service agents who had anything to do with deleting or engaging in the replacement program should all be under oath, under question, and perhaps fired. Agencies, especially those involved in national security, often use the sensitivity of their work to sidestep oversight, stymieing the work of the OIG. It's not uncommon for inspector generals, particularly effective ones, to face institutional resistance during the course of investigations. Tasked with rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse, inspector generals' oversight responsibilities are not always welcomed. Yeah, you think? Don't you think it'd be, I don't know, somewhat important to know what the Secret Service was thinking and doing? I'm saying I need to see it, but somebody needs to see it. Somebody needs to put the pieces together. That is certainly part of the puzzle, especially when you got a guy like Ornato, who Trump brought into his inner circle with the credibility problem, now leading up, what, the training office? Oh, my God.
Seems a little sketchy. It's a little sketchy. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Never sketchy, often entertaining. We just ask you, great show or greatest show ever? Come back with us. You can always be a part. They're always better when you participate. 844-967-2789. And I want to talk about Bannon next. You know, I think Bannon has got some real nuggets to offer, Dom.
I believe so.
And Lordy, I think we got the tapes we're going to play for you, our fair audience. Come back. It's a Thursday. Wish it was a Friday. We'll get there soon. More Devils. We'll be right back.